Are we recording? Is this live?
No, this is in the past.
Oh, nice. Did we snap our fingers?
And go? No.
Oh.
No. Spoilers. You can't tell people what happened.
That happened in the first part.
Yeah, you're right. All right. Why aren't koalas considered bears?
I don't know.
Because they don't got the right qualifications.
Oh, okay.
That was better, right?
That was good.
It was a better joke.
Remember?
I mean, the lyric could have been better.
Remember, we're about to talk about Questlove, but remember the girl was like, I don't get it when you said it was ruined. And that was going to be one of our challenges.
No, because I did one, but I didn't have the flag in it. And I said the joke, and everyone was like, it was like the funniest shit ever. And then I said the next one, but it wasn't as funny. And she's like, I don't get it. And we're just like, ugh.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Questival.
Yes.
That was a week ago? 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks, yeah.
Yeah. Questival.
I was gone.
Yeah. Yeah, last week you were out.
I was big gone.
Questival. So, for those of you that don't know, Questival is a 24-hour event held by Cotopaxi, which is like an outdoor company, which is what you call it, right?
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Kuma ate a hole, put two holes in my bag.
Your
the day
bag?
After, yeah.
Oh,
so I got to
no.
ship that back to Cotopaxi. They said that they're going to repair it for me.
Oh, nice.
They
recognize who you were?
No, they didn't recognize who I was. I just
well, you said
I bombarded them with a bunch of stuff, like a bunch of emails saying, please help. And they're like, all right, yeah, just send it in.
But I remember you said you were talking to him. You were talking to him at the bar.
So, no, those are different people.
So we'll
break down like everything that goes into it.
Yeah.
So Cotopaxi holds an event every year in multiple cities called Questival. Questival is a 24-hour event that basically it is what it is. You have 24 hours to complete as many challenges as possible. These challenges can range anywhere between hike a 14er or give a high five to a stranger.
Right.
Like, they're super random, but it's super fun, right? Did you
yeah.
have fun doing it?
Yeah, it was extremely fun. And also, it was surprisingly fun, too, because I thought it would be more... I would be more stressed when I did it, but I wasn't. You know, I was having fun, and... it was good to hang out with people I didn't know, and that we had to build a relationship very quickly to get everything done.
Basically.
So you want to tell them how we even got on this team?
Yeah. So, well, let me explain like kind of the rules and everything. So 24-hour event, do as many challenges as possible. You need a flag that they give you at the beginning of the event, and it needs to be in every single challenge that you do. The challenges can be either picture or video. I think video works best for most situations because it's kind of hard to, you know, describe something that's happening in a picture.
Right.
You know, because when I was going through and liking photos, because that's how you get points also, a lot of it was like, oh, there's them, there's a thing, there's the flag. Cool. But like if I saw like the video of it, like I remember going, oh my God, that's really funny. You know, or like, oh, that's really unique. I didn't even think of doing it something like that. So it just depends on like what the challenge was. I think a lot of it could have been better because some of them were like, oh, we played tag for like 15 minutes. And I was like, it's a picture though. Like
yeah.
at least like show a video of you running, you know, that'd be a lot better.
Yeah, absolutely.
So how this all started was I kept telling Kiwan like constantly like, since last year that we should do Questival. You know, and it's one of those things that last year we kind of put everything off. And it goes like from the podcast to taking photos to taking videos, you know, being interactive in a lot of stuff. Like, wouldn't you agree in all that?
Yeah, of course.
Like last year it was just like, yeah, yeah, we'll do it. And then it was like, we never did any of that.
To be honest, I totally forgot when you asked me last year. Like, I don't remember you asked me last year.
Because I was asking you, my ex, Adrian. Because my ex did it.
Oh, she did?
Yeah. Because she's got a backpack hanging in her room. And, like, I asked her about it, and she told me about Questival. And then I said, we should totally do Questival because it's in Denver, and you know a bunch of spots in Denver.
Oh.
We could do that.
I don't know if that would have worked. At the time,
it could have worked.
Yeah.
Because everybody was still on,
yeah,
quote-unquote, good terms, right?
Yeah.
So, So this brought along because one of my other friends was like, hey, do you still want to do Questival? And I was like, yeah, I really do. And she's like, cool. I have a team already of me and my friend and we've done it already, you know, so we more or less know what to do. And I was like, cool. I got Kiwan, you know, so we could at least have a team of four. And she was like, all right, cool. So then, we kind of set that in a stone and we just, it was kind of spur of the moment, I would say.
Yeah.
It was just like, hey, we're doing Questival in like 2 weeks. Like, are you in? You know, and I bought my ticket and you're like, yeah, I'll buy my ticket. And then we picked up another person, which we didn't even know because it's one of her friends. So we meet up once and it was like the week before.
I might be stirring some tea. Did you know the dynamic of the relationship?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. I did not know that. And then I told Chance, I was like, you are nice because I will never do that with someone. He like dated.
Yeah.
Like went on dates on.
Yeah. No.
That's a random. Random shit.
My situation.
But with it was this person. Different. Like you guys worked together. You guys, you know, had a longer.
We didn't date though.
It's not a dating though, but you guys were like constantly in contact. Like they met off a dating site.
Yeah.
One date. She got mad at him, stopped talking to him, and then she just hits him up out of the blue. And like,
she got mad at me, stopped talking to me, hits him up out of the blue.
But you work together. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, like, I get it. Like you guys, our relationship, like not like that type of relationship, but like a friendship relationship was.
Yeah, it's totally different.
Yeah.
Like, and you guys didn't start off dating. Like, you guys were friends first, right? But you liked her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was one of those people like I've always kind of liked.
Yeah.
So, anyway, back to Questival. So, you're not stirring your tea.
I was about to sip this water. I got that water. I got that water.
Shut up. So back to Questival. So we had one team meeting. We kind of go over the list of everything and like what to do. I think it really helped out that you, me, and my friend, we've all worked with kids. And we could flip on the fly at any moment. And this is something like I've talked with her about. Because her and like all of us are directors. Like us three are directors.
Yeah.
So for those of you who don't know, we work with kids. And
directors. You should know if you're this far into
episode. If you in episode 11.
Right? Yeah, you should
is this
know.
Episode 11? I don't know what episode this is. I kind of forgot.
We're not up there, but we there.
No, we passed 10.
Oh, we are?
10.
Damn.
So we've been kind of slacking on it. Sorry, we'll put out more content, I promise. Mm-hmm. So, being as directors, I think it really helped out because we were able to switch on the fly, and you and I have worked long enough together, and I've worked long enough with her where I could see like already how things are going, and I go, cool, let me step in and handle this, you know, or you'd be like, cool, I got the photo or I got the picture, you know, on deck. Like, and then she could be like, cool, I'm driving here. Like, this is what we should do next. You know, our other friend, he was like, cool, well, here's the list of things that we can knock out here.
Which was totally dope. Like, I'm so proud that the way we manage everything, because it could have been a lot of stepping on toes, you know?
Oh,
but
there was a couple occasions. Near the end it was, you know, but it was like, it was justified, and we'll go into that later.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, for us, at least for me, the rest of them except you, I didn't really know that well. You know, even though I worked with Lennon, like, I don't really know her like that. So, to work... Oh, I said her name.
It's okay, we'll beep it out.
Well, it's obvious.
Yeah.
Just to work with, you know, all them, it was cool because I felt like it could have been more awkward than it actually was, you know? It could have been less talking and, like, just awkward silence, but it wasn't. Like, everyone was communicating from the jump, which helped us.
Right. I mean, we had 24 hours in. Like I said, when it comes to like working, like I felt like in the first, like when we were getting everything set up, I kind of went into work mode, you know. Work mode is like, these are the people I'm working with. I'm going to communicate as much as I can possibly with these people, you know,
that's
and we're
going
to try to like, you know, optimize as much as possible. But like, if we were just meeting as friends, you know, and like kind of doing that, like I would have been a little bit more reserved, you know, and like kind of reaching out. Cause you know me as a person, like I'm really quiet, and I don't know how many friends that we've met, like every time they talk to you, like, yeah, Jorge's really quiet. Like, is he mad about something or like whatever, you know? And that's just who I am as a person. Cause I'm trying to judge like how they are and like how far can I push jokes? Cause some of my jokes get like a little out there and some of them are like, yeah, yeah, that's funny. You know, but I don't want to be like that asshole. Like, wow, you just starting off with that already. Right. You know, I'm not like, you know, some of our other friends who just come out swinging out the gate. And I'm like, God damn, this is going to be the friendship already. Cool. All right. So I don't want to drop any names before I get yelled at by more people.
Done.
But, yeah, so our team was really great. Except for one person who I felt like at times it was great. And at times, like, they were on top of it. And at other times, it was like, I'm literally dragging you, like, to keep up.
Yeah.
Like, we shouldn't do it like this. We're wasting more time than we need to. So this is something I talked with my friend and then that other guy. So we're all sitting in the car. And this was after, like, everyone went home. So we're sitting there for, like, another 2 hours. And we just, like, started talking about, like, what happened and everything. We were all talking like, yeah, we should all meet up for like dinner and like kind of like go over like Questival stuff and everything. I don't know when that's going to happen, if it's going to happen. But I was telling her, I was like, yeah, like there's a lot of stuff that went great. There's a lot of stuff that went wrong. Like out of, what is it, 230 teams, right?
Yeah.
That were there. So there's like there was 200 plus teams, 200 plus challenges. Mm-hmm. We did 100 challenges. Which in 24 hours is like...
Over, yeah. Over 100.
So it was like amazing like on how we did it.
And we missed out on a couple because someone forgot to upload.
I know. There was like... But I'm saying like out of like the 5 that we missed, like it may not have like pushed us up or down like that much. It wasn't like a like, oh, between first or second type of thing.
True, but like, you know, well, I mean, the higher we got, the...
Yeah, but it was like one of those like I was like... I'll go into that, right? So I'll explain all that later. So out of like... We did 100 challenges, which is an accomplishment. We hit top 40, right? Which, like, when I was talking to other people, like, yeah, it's hard to get, like, top 50. Like, period. Especially on your first time around, you know? Because a lot of people don't know, like, the process of, like, how things work. So for us to hit that, it was, like, a huge accomplishment. Like, I felt pretty good about it.
No, I felt really good about it.
I wanted, like, top 10, you know? But, like, looking at the other people, I'm like, damn, okay, well, that makes more sense. And, like, why they got
up
there.
But, like... I was talking to the guy who was running it, and he told me the people who won, like, they literally did not sleep.
Yeah.
Like, they were so dedicated that they did not sleep. And I'm like, not that too dedicated.
People do other videos of it. I've seen videos of, like, other people getting first place, and they're like, they have it on a system, and everyone is on the same page. And, like, if we were all on the same page, I felt like we could have done a lot more. You know,
exactly.
Like it definitely sucks that we have that, you know, when one person's not on the page for something like this, like it sucks. I've done 24 hour challenges before. This is like my third 24 hour challenge I've done. I've done one for filming. I did this one. And then I did like another one, which I can't remember what it was exactly. So I know what to expect. And I know like how grueling and how long it is, you know, and especially like if people aren't on the same page, you know, you did really great on it. You know, because I was like, your ass about to be grumpy, you know, after a certain point. But, I mean, especially in the morning when you came on, I was like, oh, like, no, he's in this. Like, yeah, cool. Like, oh, you're here.
Trust me, I was getting there.
I mean, we were all kind of getting there. I was getting there in the end, you know, and it got to a point where, like, the other person was like, oh, I'm not going to be part of this. And I was like, cool. All right, moving on. And, like, everybody's, like, looking at me. And I'm like, no, we're moving on. Like, I'm not going to sit here and babysit someone. Like, no, we're all grown adults. You know, if you're tired, say something.
Yeah.
If you don't want to do it, say something. I'm not, like, I want to still compete because we still got 4 hours to do this.
Exactly.
Like, I didn't go, like, the full time and then, like, kind of crap out in the last 4 hours. No, like, I still want to, like, do as many challenges as possible.
Absolutely.
I'm a competitive person by nature.
Yeah.
You know? So, going back to, like, the challenges, all right? So, there's basically two of us kind of uploading and like posting stuff, and it was like basically you and me. Like, we did the majority of the stuff. The other people kind of posted things like here or there, but I would say like
they didn't have Apple phones, you know.
Yeah, I would say like 80 80 to 90 of the challenges were like from us.
Yeah.
Just posting stuff, and it sucked because it was like constantly like, I take a photo, cool, I need to upload this now and like put a caption on it and post it now, otherwise I'm gonna forget about it. So it was like constantly like boom, 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 boom. That's why like if I got caught up doing other stuff, I forgot about those other pictures and everything. And I was like, shit, like I didn't post this. That's my fault. Even when I was doing the stop motion, like the very last, I did it within like the last 10 seconds.
I know, I saw.
I was like, take it. So there was another one there where it was like, take a picture with your team and your Cotopaxi medals. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, I didn't see this. So knowing this going to the future, it's like someone needs to keep tabs on the challenges at all times because new ones kept popping up. Remember, because we were like looking, I was like, I don't remember any of these challenges.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell? Like, there was one that was like, oh, call a family member that like you haven't talked to in a while. And then like another one later, it's like, call a coach or like a mentor. And I was like, call a best friend. And I was like, when did these pop up? Like, I remember going through them and never seeing any of these. And like new ones kept popping up every time. So that one kind of sucked. Because I was like, those are simple things that we could have done. Another thing going forward, like if we do this again, take a picture doing it regardless of how it looks.
Yeah.
Like, so that way it's there. Because I didn't know that you could take down a photo and re-upload a photo, you know?
Yeah.
So.
But, and then also, like, for me at least, the only pushback I had was I feel like we should have stayed in Denver the most of the days instead of going way out, you know, doing that hiking stuff. Because that hiking, we only got one challenge done and that took 3 hours.
We got a couple.
We got like.
We got the Red Rover.
Oh yeah,
we got tag
with the teams like the and picture. All that. Yeah,
yeah.
So, but we still could have got it.
We got another one. It was like product placement, someone has to force you to go into a pose and do whatever.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, they forced us to advertise this. That energy sucked.
But that hike was like. It took most of our challenges away, I felt.
Like, we were going up, and I was like, oh, this is, like, a simple hike, because I saw people, like, loop around.
Yeah.
No, that shit, like, we went all the way up to the top, and I was like,
3 hours. I'm not exaggerating. That was 3 hours.
Yeah, it was an hour and a half going up, hour and a half going, oh.
No, down was, like, 30 minutes.
It was, like, 2 hours going up, an hour and a half going down, basically. Like, that's what it was. But, no, like, that shit took forever, and I was like, what the fuck? Like, this shit long as hell. Like, I am not prepared. Oh. And then she was like, "Well, should we go back?" And I was like, "Look, we're
that's no
more than
point."
Halfway.
Yeah, like, I was on the same page with you. I was like, "Why would we go back down when we're right here?"
I was like, "We're halfway there. Yeah. Might as well take the damn photo when we get it." No, we did another one up there too. We did the five things or like safety for whatever.
Yeah.
But it was like, look, if we're gonna do a challenge, like, and we're already halfway, like if we're already like on the cusp of halfway or more than halfway, might as well finish the challenge. It doesn't matter what it is. Any type of challenges it is, like give a stranger a high five. Like, you could randomly run up to a stranger and give him a high five. Like, it doesn't matter if it looks good. Like, just even if like the picture's like kind of blurry, it's like the person's like this, like mid high five, right?
Yeah.
I know I'm like describing how it is, like on an audio medium.
I'm like,
so like the arm's nice. Up and like about to get the high five, right? Does that better? So like even if it's like that and it's kind of blurry, like post it because we can still delete it and repost a better one. You know, like, I think overall we did a really good job, like with the flag, because I was like, nope, need a flag in there. Like, nope, there was like
no. We did a great job because I know for a fact I would have forgot like half of the times.
Having it on the pole was like probably the coolest thing that we did because it just made it really easier. I was holding it going like this, like in the middle thing. Like, I think we could do funnier things with it next time.
That's why like the first time you're going with a blind eye. You don't know what's going to happen.
No, I mean, I think a lot of stuff we did was really great. I loved like a lot of the, like, I remember the days after I looked through all the photos and everything. And I was like, yeah, that was pretty funny. Yeah, this is really cool. Like how we did this. Like, yeah, this is cool. You know, I still can't get over The Rock when he like drew the llama on it. I was like, did you make that? Yeah, I made that.
Yeah, I made that.
I was like,
yeah.
I was like, just like little stuff like that. Like,
yeah, it was funny. Cool. But, like, I feel like we could have, you know, did a lot more in Denver. Like, you know, that's when Lennon started pushing back. It was like, where is this place? And I was like, can we just go to the place and I'll be able to explain it. Like, she didn't want to go to Capitol and like go to the Sixth Street tree. I was like, it's right next to each other.
Right.
And she was like, no, like, we got to get back. I was like,
I mean, the Molly Brown
house.
We
didn't have to get back.
Molly Brown house is like basically in Cap Hill.
Yeah. And
it's like on the cusp of it. Like,
yeah. So
I think
when she started pushing back, that's when I was getting annoyed.
I think the hikes are something that we have to knock out super early in the morning if we are going to do a hike next time.
Yeah. So probably do the sunset thing there too.
The sunrise. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
but like
sunrise.
So it's tough because there's like, do we want to sleep? Do you not want to sleep?
Yeah.
You know, so.
Well, I feel like you should have your mindset in saying, I'm not sleeping this 24 hours.
Right. Definitely working like that day beforehand, like it sucks. Because I was up at 4 because of my dog.
Yeah.
You know, but I took that day off.
I worked. I was tired.
Yeah. So like that sucks because like if people work that day, like you're going to be tired going into it and you're not going to make like. So there's that window at night where they close the app and they force everyone to like, you can't post anything or do anything. Like, this is like your time to get some sleep, quote unquote, right? But a lot of teams were like, well, we'll still do challenges. We did a couple challenges.
Yeah.
We probably could have did more, you know, but we were just kind of sitting around doing nothing. So it has to be something where like everyone's like, yeah, we're going to push through this. Like, we're going to stay up and do this. So I think the hike would have definitely woke us up. Like, we would have been a little tired, you know, but I think doing
all that. No, the hike definitely woke me up because I was like a zombie.
Right. But I'm saying, like, if we did that, like, for the sunrise, like, that would have woke us up completely, you know, because it was like, we have to do this. Like, I have to be awake going all the way up. I have to be awake going all the way down. So we could have definitely made that. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Moving forward. So we talked about it and we said that if we were going to do this again in October or anything, I would do it for fun. I wouldn't do it as like competitive. I'd be like, let's go see how many things we can do, like in Denver. You know, I wouldn't be like, nope, we need to do this. You know, maybe there'd be times I'd be like, oh, we can do this too. Oh, we can do this too.
Cause
and, like, get competitive.
We're probably not gonna have a car, you know, because Landon was the only one, you know, with a car.
Well, I talked with her too.
Oh,
she said that she's like, if I were to do it again, it would be for fun. And the only time I would do this again competitively would be the next year. And I was like, yeah, I can totally agree with that because this takes a toll.
Oh, yeah. I saw her at the Y because I was doing like paperwork. She was like, I was dead for the next week. I was like, same. Like my body was not reacting.
I was the same way. And I still had to walk like 4 miles to work,
know,
and like ride my
it
bike.
It was bad. So. I was like, why am I feeling this way? Like, I was getting sick. It was weird. It's crazy how if you don't get enough sleep, like, stuff started happening to you.
Yeah, I have insomnia, so.
Yeah.
I got a little bit more immunity than most people.
Yeah.
But, yeah, because I didn't see you for, like, that entire week and then the following weekend either. So,
yeah.
Like, this is the first time I've seen you in, like, 2 weeks.
True.
So.
Oh, you miss me.
I mean.
Yeah.
We're not talking about it.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving forward. No. I mean, yeah, I always miss you guys. Like, if I don't see you. Because it's like, we've talked about this before. Like, it's weird not seeing you, like, every weekend.
True.
Because we're usually, like, hanging out at some point or, like, talking about something.
We can talk about another podcast, but I feel like, since you live so far away now, like, we, you know, if you, like, lived in the same spot.
It's because I don't have a car. Like,
true. But if you still live, like, in the same spot, I feel like you still would be, like, doing, like, the normal shit we're doing, you know, right now.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like.
We're probably making more excuses because, like, yeah, we can do it. We just live right next to each other. We'll do it, like, later.
Yeah.
You know, I think if I'd lived there now in this mindset, like, we'd be more on top of it and we'd be more doing more
you'll
stuff.
You'll
like,
probably come to my
your
house.
Your house, my house, or vice versa.
You'll probably come to my house and be like, let's get this shit done. And I'll be like, fuck.
All right,
fine.
Right. All right, be like, nope, come on, get your ass over here. It's fine. Like, everyone's making breakfast here. Like, come get breakfast here and we'll knock
out
my dog and run her out in the backyard or whatever.
But yeah, we're off topic.
So
what's your what was your high? Like, what was your favorite challenge to do?
Oh, we're doing camp stuff now? What was your high?
Yeah.
I would say the first 8 hours, the first day, was kind of my high. Everyone kind of getting together, like, we played all the games, everyone's on the same page. Like, I felt like that was the most fun. I'm still pissed that we lost that dance challenge.
Dog. Oh, my God. I literally forgot about that.
All right.
I'll break it down. So, So they had a couple of challenges. So it was a meetup. So all the teams met
it's,
up.
It's a kickoff. They call it the kickoff, and you always got a bunch of challenges that are team-based during the kickoff that you can only do during kickoff. If you miss it, you'll never be able to do that challenge.
So we all did that. So at first, like Jorge said, we were playing games and doing all that, interacting with other teams. Then they called us over to challenges. Jorge did the food challenge with, might as well say her name, like Lennon.
With Lennon.
He did it with her. That was interesting. I don't know how close you guys. You were like second or something?
Yeah, no, we came in third. Oh. But like what we should have, because they had two types of food challenges. One was like not ramen. I guess ramen.
It was nachos, right?
No, that was the first one was like ramen or something. It was like noodles.
Yeah, I don't care about
so
that
one was hard to do. The second one was like nachos, right? And it was fine because we had to feed each other. And then she bit my finger, and I was getting scared because I was like, "Don't bite my finger!" Yeah. Like, stop. She was like, "Feed me the damn chip." I'm like, "Oh, my finger!"
Oh, you're a freak, freak.
What we should have done was like crushed it and like put it in our hand, and then just like, ugh. I mean, it was to like get points, and like it was to get water bottles. Right? That was first
place.
Oh,
as soon as I found that, I was like, yeah.
Well, because you already got a water bottle because you paid the extra. And then at the end, I talked to the guy and I got water bottles for everyone because...
Yeah.
Because I'm that good at hacking. Shout out to my grandma.
But anyway, he did that. Then they did the Dan challenge. So me and Jorge, we literally looked at each other. You know, we gave each other that look like, yeah, we about to fuck this shit up. So, we in the front, too. Like, they can see us. There's no way they can see us.
Right.
So, we killing it. Like, killing it, like, as usual, you know.
And then you got... I like how you're, like, doing the dance. You're like, we're killing it as usual. Like, look. I'm doing it right now.
I didn't tell them I was dancing. I know. I'm just like, we're killing it as usual. I'm just...
There's people behind us that, like, can't dance. There's, like, kids doing, like...
The typical...
Fortnite dances, right?
Yeah, the typical dances.
And, like, God, there's, like, a kid that just did the floss, like, the entire time. And he's like, yeah. And they were, like, this parent's like, yeah, you're killing it. And I was like, stop. He's not doing anything special.
That's mean, Jorge.
It's fucking true.
Let him be great.
No, he's not great. Learn a new dance. Learn the shoot, at least. Shit.
But I'm mad, too. You know, I'm killing it. They're, like, telling us to do. They're like,
Do your dad dance. Yeah. Do your mom dance. Do dances you do in the bedroom. And I was like.
And I did it front of children. And.
This man's was grinding on the stage.
It's what you do in the bedroom.
And
I was like,
no, you can't do that here.
That's what he told us. Like, he should know
like,
that.
Even the announcer, like, kind of looked at you and, like, turned around, like, okay, we can't.
Whoa, like, how?
No, it was.
What else do you want me to do in a bedroom? Like, you know, not pretend.
It was do the dances that, like, you know, you're like practicing or like afraid to do in front of public.
Oh,
not like the shit that you like go with a girl.
Oh my god.
So, like, that's what it means.
Oh,
you know, like when you listen to like, what was it, like Usher or like B2K, and you're like trying to do the moves, right? Or like a Mario.
You know me. Like, there's no shame in my game, but
it's funny because like there's like
my mindset. I was just like, okay, like that was
that's
weird.
What I was like. I was like, no, not that move. Not that
I was
that
like,
move.
That's weird. And then
you gave me that look like, it's the move. I'm like, it's like the same concept.
I was like, are you sure? Like, I feel like I killed that right now. So that happened. And then, so we're doing all these dances. I'm thinking, it's one of us is going to win for
right.
sure.
They're like, all right, we're going to name the winner.
So you know, we're like,
I'm thinking they're going to give it to Kiwan just because he did that dance in front of everyone. I'm like, yeah, sure. Go ahead. You can finish.
Fucking. So me and him are looking at each other like, you know how you get prepared to get an award? Like, we're, prepping up, like, yeah, one of us is getting it.
Right.
And then he goes, the winner is the lady in the back. But I was like, and then she walks up, looked like she's on drugs. Like, she's been taking shrooms, all this. I'm like, what is going on? And, like, I saw her go up, and he was like, show us some of those dance moves. Literally the corniest dance move I've ever seen.
It sounded about
the
white.
Sprinkler, like she was doing
it wasn't
something.
Even a good sprinkler.
I was,
it was
like, okay. And then it was funny too. I don't know. I think I told you. At the end, after all the challenges and we met up at the bar, the guy goes, hey man, like, you were my you were my winner to win the dance challenge, and you're a good sport. I was like, yeah, no shit. And I was like, yeah, cool. And he was like, oh man, sorry, man. But the other guy saw the girl, and I was like, okay. So why did you tell me this? That's not helping me at all.
Right.
So
especially after like the end of all the challenges, we're yeah. like kind of grumpy because I was like checked out. I was like, I don't want to do anything else. I just want to sit here for like 2 hours.
Yeah. I was like, why would you tell me that? I didn't like. I'm not gonna win anything. And to be honest, like I didn't want that damn llama head anyway. I would have been.
You would have worn it.
I would have worn it, but like I would have made the best of it, but. I feel like that shit would have been, you know.
Oh my god, a long ass neck. That whole body is neck.
No, I would have been like, where's the damn head at? I would have been asking, where's the damn head at for like 5 minutes, because I know I wouldn't be wearing it. Like, big ass head's over there. Go grab it.
Right.
But anyway, that pissed me off. But luckily, like I said, I didn't have a competitive mindset, so I didn't expect to win. So if I was expecting to win, I probably would have cussed that guy out. Like I was like,
you fucking screwed us.
I never lose dance battles. Never.
Is this the neighbor's door
right here? I think so.
Oh, we're in Kiwan's
hotel room.
He got a hotel room. We'll talk about that at another time.
Yeah.
I just hit my elbow on the door. Fuck. You know when you hit your elbow on like the corner or something?
Oh, yeah.
And, like, it got that weird
thing. Do you ever, like, we're off topic, but you ever hit something and you, like it's like slow motion, you wait for the pain to come? You're like, this shit's about to hurt. And then it's like, you're like, fuck, there it goes. Like, when you stub your toe, like, it's that little, like little leeway where you're like, okay, it's coming. And then it's like, bang.
Yeah, I remember I got into one of my bicycle accidents. Again, it's on topic. I remember I got into one of my bicycle accidents and, like, it was like I cut my lip. Like, I started crying. Everybody's like, are you okay? You're that much pain? I was like, no, the bill I'm going to have to pay, like, just to get this fixed. Like,
yeah.
Fuck. And they're like, really? Like, that's what you're crying? I'm like, yeah. Hell this shit yeah. kind of hurt too, but, like, not as much as my wallet's going to be hurting for, like, the next 4 months. And sure enough, it was like $400 or something.
But yeah, I think we talked about it, but like any lows, like.
No, so that was my high. I was like hanging out with everyone. That was like a shitty thing. It wasn't my low. What was your high?
My high was doing the challenges. I love, like, you know me, I like being goofy and
right.
Like I have no shame in my game. I noticed who, to be TMI, like when I had that Frozone shit on. My package was fucking out.
I was like,
like in every picture, I was like, this shit. Cause I was like showing this girl and she's like, whoa. She like circled it. I was like, that is out in every picture. And when we did the like TP thing at the Capitol, I was like, that shit is out.
I was like, fuck, I gotta post this.
No one wanted to tell me.
Well, because I didn't notice it until, like, after, like, we got done with everything, and I was like, oh, shit. I was like, well, maybe he gets another like out of it, right?
Yeah, because I was wearing my Frozone costume just to, you know, give us extra likes, you know.
His Frozone costume doesn't fit him, though, because he's too big.
Yeah.
And, like, big, I mean, like, tall. Like,
well, obviously.
Hey, you ain't that big.
You know, I'm getting big in here. I'm in the gym. But no, yeah, it doesn't fit me. So it's very tight in all regions. So like,
well, it rides up.
That's yeah, the and then it like,
cause like if you try to pull it down, like then
it
like,
just comes
because your shoulders will like bust out
yeah.
in like the back. So
yeah,
it's, like, it's a cool thing for him, but like it doesn't fit him. He needs a new one.
Yeah,
like, you definitely.
Well, that's the only one they had. That's the biggest one.
I mean, you might have to like get it specially ordered. Like, you can pull off Frozone.
Oh, like, I know I can.
But like, you need a better one than yeah. that. Like, you might as well just pay
no
for
it. No one
like,
even notices. Like, they don't be like, it's small on him.
Oh, I know what your high is. That yeah. little girl that said.
I was going to say that.
Okay.
God damn, you just ruined it. All right. I always got to end up, motherfucker.
I didn't say the whole thing.
Oh,
I just said the little girl.
Man.
That's it.
Yeah. But yeah, that was a high. So the high was, so I went to my old high school, East High School, holla back, 09. Hey, holla, hey, ooh. Oh, you know that's best high school in Colorado.
I mean, I didn't go to high school in Colorado. Hey, so I'll rep East.
You would have known. So we went there to go do a challenge. So I was holding the flag up, and this little girl comes around with her dad, and she goes, "Frozone?" And you know, I try to do my superhero voice, like, "Yeah, hey." She comes around like walking very slowly, like she's nervous, like, and then she comes around, she goes, Can I shake your hand?" I said, "Sure." Shake her hand. She goes, and then she walks back all slowly, and then she puts her hands on her head and goes, "I just met Frozone." Literally died inside.
It was
great.
Because, like, so like our challenge was like we had to recreate a photo that they posted. So I was like, "Kiwan, we're near East. Like, why don't you just take a photo like of that, and we'll like put like something about East High School in it too." And it's like, "All right, cool." And I was like, "I just need you really quick. You're gonna pose like this." And I saw the whole thing. It was such a cool moment that I couldn't even like move to record it. Like that, because you know how like there's times when you're like, "Yep, I got this moment." Like there's times when you get caught up in moments. It was so cool. Yeah. I was like, "Yeah, that's Frozone. That's totally Frozone."
Yeah, that was,
you know, and really like dope. He sold it really well. And like the dad was looking at us like, "Thank you for like doing that for her." And she was like super excited. She's like, "Oh my God, like it's Frozone. Yeah. Like I just met Frozone. I shook his hand. This is the best, dad. I met Frozone." Dad
that was like crazy.
Wow. Like, I remember sitting there going, I'm good. Like after today, like right. I could be done with the challenges. I don't care where we place. Like, it's cool. Like for that moment, and no one else saw it, which was really cool.
Yeah.
You know, cause it was just like out of nowhere, out of the blue. So that was a really cool moment. I really wish I caught a picture of that. Damn.
It was awesome.
But I mean, that would be cool. Yeah. I might have to switch my high to that. Cause that was
a pretty cool one. Yeah. Well,
no, because I'm not, I think my low is like not prepping to eat, because I felt like really shitty at some point.
Oh,
like,
yeah, everyone did. Everyone had that point.
But I was like, I didn't want to talk with anyone.
No,
you
know?
And I was like, you see when like, when I get into that, I'm just like, yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was funny. I was like, he was hungry.
I was like, "I'm just going to go to the bathroom." just going to walk away. So, like, when I get pissed off, like, when I get really pissed off, you know, and, like, angry, I don't take it out on people because I know, like, it's a shitty thing to do. I kind of just look at you.
Before.
Yeah. I mean, if you push me past it,
yeah,
you know, but like if I get pissed off or like, you know, stressed or whatever, I kind of look at people and I do this thing with my hand where it's like, I'll stretch it out and then like, I'll bring it back to a fist and I'll kind of just look at them and go, "All right, cool." You know, and I'll like kind of point at them and like walk away from it, you know, cause that's probably the best way for me to handle a situation. Nobody gets yelled at. We don't cause any more problems, whatever the case is, you know, and then I kind of cool off and come back and like, just go, "Yep. Yeah." And I kind of just give like, only direct answers are answers that are needed for that situation. So that's why I was like, "Hey, did you get the food?" And you're like, "Yeah, I got it." I was like, "Okay, I'm just asking." Like,
yeah, like
every little tone was like making it worse. Like, I know you were joking with me. And I was like, I'm about to go off on you right now. Like, I just need a food. Like, I'm good. Yeah, we're good on all.
Did you order the food? No, you're like, "Did you order the food?" I was like, "Yeah." And you were like, I was like, "Okay, did I say something?" And then and I was like, "Okay, bye."
Yeah.
I figured that as much. Because as soon as you ate, you were like, "What are we doing?" You know, but that was.
Yeah, I had to get food in me. Yeah, just like everyone not eating, you know, and like kind of going through that. Like we should have stopped off somewhere so like people can get food. You know, like a proper like type of breakfast. You know, I think we should have that like prepped beforehand. you know, so it's like, this is gonna be your breakfast. Cool, I know I'm gonna eat this in the morning, yeah. You know, and I know I'm gonna feel better because I'm not gonna be like as shitty or crappy about it. So that was kind of like my low in like that sense, because everybody was like at that point. And then Lennon didn't eat the whole time, so she was like kind of like riding that line the whole time, and I had to keep talking with her, and I was like, you need to stop, like, seriously. Like, talk to us more. Like, talk to me more, at least. Like, let me know so I can balance this out so we can make this go smoother, you know. But, yeah, what was your low?
My low, I felt like the only low, like I said earlier, is I felt like we should have stayed in Denver more. Because there was a lot of challenges we could have knocked out, like, or figure out what was the higher points and try to knock those out, because those were the harder ones and we just knocked those out so we can get those over with. I'm always in that logic, like, if you knock the hard shit out first, then everything's like smooth sailing after that. So
right.
But other than that, it was really good, like, to be our first time and actually working with them too. It turned out very well. So
there's a lot of different talents that like had to apply to different things, and I think it was cool that like we could utilize all of our talents for like random stuff, you know. Like the other guy, he was like, oh, I know how to do a knot, I know how to do this and that, and I was like, oh, that's cool. You know, Lennon was like, oh, I know this place. I got, you know, the hookup on these people.
It's dope that she had all them costumes, too. That helped, too.
Yeah. And, like, obviously, you know, you're really outgoing, so it helps more. So it's like, you're like, oh, I'll do this. You know, it's like, cool, Kiwan, like, go do this real quick. You know, I got, you know, minor sports stuff. So I'm like, I can throw a frisbee. I can, like, you know, run faster than this or whatever the case is. I'm so pissed. I should have raced that girl instead of you.
I killed her.
All right, so you want to talk about that race? Just like,
not really. Like,
they were like hyping her all up. Like, yeah, she read it. I'm thinking she like a track star or something.
It was terrible.
So I go, she's like, why did I have to race you?
I was like, I can't even run. So I'm playing around. I was like, I can't even run. So I'm thinking it's going to be at least close.
Like a decent race where right. Like she's got speed.
Like, she starts walking after someone says go. And I was like, why are you walking, basically? Or speed walking? And I'm like, I'm not going to keep doing this. So I just, boom. And apparently.
You had to run 400 meters.
Yeah.
And I was like, why are they walking at first? And like, so they pick up to a jog. And then I see them jogging. And all of a sudden, I just see, like, you put your head down. And you just, like, start sprinting. And I was like, yeah, this shit would have taken too long.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know why you're doing this. And apparently our other teammates was like, it looks so funny how you just dusted her and like all the dust was coming behind her and she was just like, what the fuck?
Yeah. She's like, I should have raced you. And I was like, I would have did the same thing. Yeah. Like, what are you talking about?
Right. But yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah. So overall, I really like Questable. I'm really cool. Happy where we placed. I think it's really cool that, you know, we formed a little bond with everyone, you know, for the 24 hours. And, like, moving forward, like, we know, I think, four of us would make a great team, you know, with some other people. Because we can have a team up to six. So, I think five is a really good number. I don't know if I want to do it with the other person again. Like, and if I do, like, it has to be strictly for fun. Like, it can't be a competitive thing, because that person is not.
She's a nice girl. I talked to her.
She's nice. She's cool. But yeah. It's like, maybe if you're doing something competitive, like, she's like a Kylo's person.
Yeah.
Where we were like, yeah, we're doing the beer Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
And we're like, will you take the damn drink to the head? Like,
she was like sipping that shit like it was a fucking wine.
I can't chug it. Why are you on this team then?
I was so mad when we lost that.
Oh no, because that was the first competition. I was like, and I looked at you, I was like, this is gonna set the tone all competition. You're like, I fucking know it.
Dang. And I was this close because I was the anchor. And I remember like waiting for her, and like you guys, you know, caught up after she did
that. No, it made it worse because she was like,
She was middle. Yeah, she was before
so,
me.
So, because I was like near the front, and she was like, "Corey, you got to drink faster than that." And I was like, "Look, I'm trying. Like, at least I try to like. I can't chug beer."
Yeah.
But, and she's like, "Ooh, it's cold. I can't do this." I'm like, "Oh, will you chug the damn thing?" I kind of looked at it like. Mm. I was like, "You already know." He's like, "I know."
Yeah. But yeah. I think that wraps it up, you know?
Yeah, so would you do it again?
Yeah, absolutely.
Who would you have in mind of, like, who would you have? And, like, if we didn't have, like, those people and it was just us or it's just you forming a team, do you have in mind of, like, people that...
I definitely feel like we would need a girl. A girl who is very opinionated. Like, if we had a girl who be able to stand her own and say, no, like, let's do this, let's do that. That will balance the team out. But other than that, I will have like the friends there, you know, I'll probably have the whole friend group there.
The crew.
Yeah. If like the original crew, like the boys,
everyone was on the same page.
Yeah. Oh my God. That will, I feel like if we all did that with a girl, who's very opinionated and like was like, "Hey, no, let's do this, let's do that." We will probably get top 10 for sure because our chemistry will help with a lot of things. And plus, like, four of us would know a lot of places because we're from here. So,
right.
If I didn't know a place, like, the other three would. So, I know that
for... Just put me on camera duty. That's fine. Like,
I'm just saying.
No, I'm just saying, like, because if you guys already know the place, like, I need to contribute somehow. So, like, I'll take that photo or I'll do this.
I know for a fact that will work. We will probably get top 10. For sure.
Yeah.
I'm very confident.
It was fun. I definitely have to go.
What will be your dream crew?
I would have the people that we have now. Because... We already know what to expect and we already have like that chemistry built in and like understanding of what
you said minus the people though. So
don't get back. Oh, you're talking about new people.
Yeah.
I would have us. I would definitely have, you know, that female in there that I felt like she would be kind of the leader of everything because.
Yeah. I feel like that works.
Because I feel like.
We'll be playing around too much.
Ahmed, you, and me would be like butting heads on like who's leading on what because we'd be like. Because you'd be like, "I know how to do this already, Ahmed. Like, just listen to me." And Ahmed would be like, "Well, I'm leading it, you know, because I'm doing this." And I'd be like, "All right, both of you fighting, so I'm going to lead it, you know." And we'd all be fighting. And you'd both be like, "Fuck you, Jorge. You don't know Denver." You know, I'm like, "Oh, shut up. Like, I know how to." And she'd be like, so that girl would be there, like, "All three of you, shut the fuck up. I'm leading all of this."
Right.
You know, and I think.
That's why I said, that's why we need a girl. We definitely need, strong. Like,
that other person there that's like, kind of taking over all of it and be like, "Look, we can't be fighting over this, like, just let her point, we'll do like the rest of the other stuff."
Right.
So I think that would work, but even if it was just like us four, also like the group that we had now, like I think even then we could even push that to top 10.
I agree, but you asked me my dream.
No, I'm just pushing it forward.
I ain't doing no Disney, you know.
Doing Disney. I said one. I was like, "Would you be okay with doing that? Do you have a mind for people other?"
Yeah.
And then I was thinking ahead, going, "Well, if we didn't have those people and you wanted to do it
again, if I want to diss you, I'll diss you to your face."
All right, I ain't gonna do no sneak diss. All right, I ain't subtweeting.
Right.
All
right,
I'll tell it to your face. Hashtag sorry, not sorry. All right. Anything else you want to add?
Nope. That sums it up.
Yeah. So if you guys get a chance, definitely do Questable. Find people. I think talking about it ahead of time was really cool, what we did, and like discussing, are we all on the same page of being competitive, or are we all on the same page of taking it easy?
Right.
You know, it's a fun thing. I had a couple friends that did it the same time, and they did it for fun, and they had a lot of fun in general because they got to do like a bunch of different things, you know. And the teams that were competitive, like we were, like it was fun because it was like, I remember seeing other teams like, "Fuck that other team. We're going to beat that other team." Like, "Oh, we'll take a better photo." You know, like stuff like that. But it was all fun and games. It wasn't like I'm going to slash your tires or anything.
Right.
But yeah, definitely. If you get a chance, go ahead and do it. You get a free backpack out of it.
Yeah,
like I got a really backpack.
It was a fucking dope backpack.
I got to talk to Cotopaxi and turn my backpack in. Lennon said that she'd give me one of her other ones if it didn't turn out. And I was like, I don't want to do that, but I may have to because I may be lazy to do this. But,
right.
Yeah, so if you got friends, do it. Talk with them ahead of time. If you want to do it competitive for fun, definitely do it. If not, then, you know, just, you can observe and, like, watch it. You can still download the app and help them out, too. And you can see all the cool things. So,
what do you mean help them out?
Like, at the end, there's another 24-hour...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, like, you were supposed, to, you were supposed like, to get, like, other like, friends...
I ain't getting on that app.
No. No, it's done. So, I deleted that app for 2 days. But no, after, like... So, we got the voting period for 24 hours, and they extended for another 24 hours after that. So, because the 24 hours that were there, you can vote. Other people can vote, too. And they extended for another 24 hours, so anyone else can vote. So, if you got... Like, if you got a million followers, right, and you post it on there, and like I say, 100,000 people voted for you, you get extra points for every vote. You know, if it's a racer, you get more points. If it's someone that's a non-participant, they give you, I think, like half a point or something like that. Or like four people vote and you get 1 point, mm-hmm. you know, but like that's points that adds up to you and that helps you bump up higher.
Gotcha.
So if you're like a big like YouTube star or something like that, like, yeah, I did this, like... It's kind of cheating, you know, but it's cool in the sense that
yeah,
you
can do that. Sure.
So, definitely do it. I recommend it. You recommend it?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so.
Great team building challenge.
Yeah, it's definitely fun.
Yeah.
Definitely do it again. And that's it. That's all we got for this podcast.
Yeah.
Next time, we'll have it posted next Saturday. So, this one will go up today?
No.
This one's not going up today. This one going up next week.
Yeah, because you're gonna.
This
be
one's
gone.
Going out the week after.
You're gonna.
I'm
be
still here next week.
No, I'm just saying you're gonna be in your house. We're about to court like two more.
Oh shit! Yeah, we got
so
book.
Like
we got like
next week when you're still free. Then the week after.
This one's going up in the month of June.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty
sometime
much.
In the month of June. All right. You get it when you get it.
Because
you don't throw a fit. Stop bitching about it. All right. It'll be on a Saturday.
Because he's a felon.
I'm not a felon. All right, it hasn't gone through yet. Okay, they haven't served me yet. Okay, hey, I've been to jail. All right, I know what it's
like.
Yeah,
he's been to jail. He's been to jail,
Yeah, that real jail, not containment. All right, I've been to jail.
Where they asked why he got that 13 on his wrist.
Yeah, and you know what I said? Hey, bitch ass, I'll swing on you right now. You know, but they got lucky because they sent me out. So what's good? All right.
What? On that note.
I didn't go to jail.
Yeah.
I went to jail, but all right, we'll talk about it later. We'll catch you guys later.